Now to the Mississippi River, where the crisis along that river continues. Deliberate flooding of Louisiana farmland is fully underway as the Army Corps of Engineers takes steps to open spillways to protect Baton Rouge and New Orleans. The president is about to arrive in Memphis today, where the crest of the flood has already passed and the damage is evident. Joining us now is Bill Dries, Memphis Daily News reporter from Memphis. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
So what's the president going to see? A lot of what happened in Memphis was unexpected and really tested the records from 1937 and 1927.
It certainly did. The president is here actually in something that was scheduled apart from the flooding. He's here to speak to a commencement class at Booker T. Washington High School. He will meet privately with some of the victims of the flood, some people who have been out of their houses since last week when the water began to really rise and the river crested here. What he's going to see is a city really in recovery. There is still a lot of standing water here in the parts of Shelby County that flooded. Those where the water has receded, it has left a muddy, slimy, smelly mess to be cleaned up.
And in the midst of all that bad news, I mean, you got an extraordinary headline last week. You learned that this high school that the president will visit, Booker T. Washington High School, is the winner of the White House Race to the Top commencement challenge. What does that mean exactly?
It means that this high school is singled out for the improvement that it has made in its graduation rate, which was abysmally low and I think is now in the 80% range. So it was a national competition. Booker T. Washington High School, it was the original high school that black students went to during the segregation era when you had racial segregation by law. It has a long, distinguished history. It also, in recent years, has had a lot of difficulty, as have other inner-city schools across the nation.
Talking with Bill Dries in Memphis, Tennessee. He's a reporter at the Memphis Daily News, awaiting the arrival of President Obama, who will view the flood damage there and also visit this high school we're talking about, Booker T. Washington High School. You know, you mentioned it has an unfortunate history from the segregation period in Tennessee, yet some of the innovations that this high school is known for involve establishing separate freshman academies for boys and girls and creating different channels and special advanced placement classes. In many ways, the innovations are all about categorizing students, at risk.
Right. And President Obama comes here when not only Booker T. Washington, but much of the Memphis City school system is in a period of great change and great reforms. We have a superintendent of the school system, Dr. Kreiner Cash, who in the 2 years or so that he's been here has really made himself the reform superintendent. The school system has won $90 million in private money from the Gates Foundation, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation for Education Reforms, over the next 6 to 7 years, which are targeted at improving teacher effectiveness. And the state of Tennessee itself has won $500 million in Race to the Top funding. It and Tennessee and Delaware were the first two states to get a share of Race to the Top funding.
Well, President Obama will be there in Memphis, Tennessee. Bill Dries, Memphis Daily News reporter on the education story and the flood story there in Memphis. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.